sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land, if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Freighter X, and I'm sitting in for your host, Bob Tuscan, tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, brought to you by Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks to Bob for giving me a chance to, give him a chance to take a break and me to pontificate as I often do, but it's been a long time since I've been on a live show, so I'm doing a podcast now, a pre-recorded podcast. On Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Central, I release a new one with my co-host, Mater X, my lovely wife, who should be on the line soon. If she's not here yet, she'll be on the line as soon as we connect her. And we're going to open up the phone lines tonight. So anybody who wants to call in, you probably know the phone number if you're a regular listener to the show. But if not, 800-313-9443. That's the number to call in to talk to Freighter X or Mater X or anyone else that we bring in on this conversation tonight. Now, the subject of our conversation is a pretty controversial one. Let me tell you, I've sensed the reverberations in the truther sphere, if you will, out there. People are really buzzing about a few books that have come out recently, especially just a couple, it's only been a couple weeks now, I believe. We have a book called Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon by David McGowan, who's been interviewed across the board. Jim Fetzer interviewed him. Gnostic Media has had several interviews with him. And, of course, Gnostic Media, which is Jan Ervin, I believe is a friend of this show. He's a friend of our show. And he has presented research along with his co-author and researcher, Joseph Atwill. And the material that he has presented has just blown the doors off of the counterculture aficionados out there. And that is a work called Manufacturing the Deadhead, which is an article you can see over at GnosticMedia.com. But also, they just recently put out a video called Psychedelic Intelligence, which this is something else. This is an amazing tour de force in the basically what we're talking about, which is blowing the doors off the sacred cows of American counterculture, starting pretty much at the end of the World War II and going right up into the present, really. We seem to be having some problems getting Mater X connected. Are you there? Okay. Well, she's not on yet. We'll try to get her into the conversation, but basically it breaks down like this, everybody. There was, in fact, and is still, a neighborhood up in the Hollywood Hills, out just above Sunset Boulevard, that's called Laurel Canyon. And many famous people have, and still do, live in this area. And it turns out this area is quite remarkable for many, many, many different things. And not just being a place where the rich and famous like to play and hang out and live, but also for being a place that has, well, it has a remarkable dark side. And we're going to explore that tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. We're going to look at basically... Well, you might not believe it. There's also another book that was written called The Wrecking Crew a few years ago now. I think it's probably been, well, maybe 5 years since it came out. And it made some claims about our favorite pop musicians from the 60s and 70s mainly, but even moving into, you know, modern times here in the postmodern 21st century in America. But basically what it boils down to is this book says that all the bands that we know and love from the quote unquote classic rock genre, pretty much all the singles that play on the radios 60 years later to this day and started back then were all manufactured in the studio by the same 10 to 15 musicians, studio musicians that they called the Wrecking Crew. There was a man named Hal Blaine that was one of them. Also, Carole King, who made the crossover into popular music. She's had many songs. You can just do a Google search of her. Glenn Campbell, who was a sessions musician who sat in with the Beach Boys many times, and he had a whole bunch of television variety shows all through the 60s and 70s as well. Very famous. Your parents and grandparents know who Glenn Campbell was. He's a country western singer as well. Well, it turns out these people all pretty much produced all the music that we know and love, and we know them as just the people we hear. When we went out as kids, when I was a kid, I was born in 1970. When I went out to the record store, this is where you'd go to get a 45 album. Basically, you would purchase who you thought you were purchasing, Led Zeppelin, or, you know, at that time, it was in the 70s and 80s, if heavy metal was the big thing. So you had all the AC/DC and the Judas Priest and all this, but my parents had a record store when I was a kid for a little while, and you purchased a 45 vinyl record for a couple bucks, $1.50 or something, and that you thought you were playing your band, the band that you knew and loved at the time. Well, it turns out, chances are, you weren't. You were listening to the Wrecking Crew. There's a very famous drummer. His name escapes me right now, but he mentioned that it blew his mind when he found out that his 10 favorite drummers in rock history were all the same drummer. That's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. Bands like America, bands like Buffalo Springfield, The Byrds, The Mamas and the Papas, you know, it goes on and on. Singer-songwriters like Jackson Browne, James Taylor, a lot of these people were basically... Oh, and then, of course, we all know the Monkees. The infamous Monkees. Anyone that's heard about the legendary Monkees. The Monkees were a band that had a television show in the 60s. And they were basically four guys that answered an ad in the paper to be actors on a television show. And they were musicians. They were folk musicians from L.A., but they were one of many people out there who applied to be these Monkees on TV show. One of them was Stephen Stills. Also, I believe, John Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas. These guys also applied to get the answer the ad to be the Monkees, but they were not chosen. And we know the four guys, if you look it up on Google search, if you're not familiar with the Monkees, they basically were the ones that became a household name for the 14-year-olds out there in America in the 60s. Well, it turns out they were exposed as fakes. They didn't play their own music. That's the big scandal about the Monkees. But the really big scandal that we're going to explore tonight, talking about Laurel Canyon and the Wrecking Crew and also the CIA's involvement in the production of a counterculture here in America, the real, real secret is that none of them were playing their own instruments in the beginning. That's the charge that's being made by authors like David McGowan and the author of The Wrecking Crew, who basically claim that you know, it's all is not as it seems, and it's in fact all designed to blow our minds. And that's really the bottom line here is why? Why would the CIA create a counterculture? And we're going to explore that tonight. The phone lines are open. So remember, if you want to call in, it's 800-313. Let's see, where's the rest of it? Oh, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. The phone line is 1-800-313-9443. So call in, and when we come back from our first break, we'll check the phone lines and see if anybody's there, and we'll start this ball rolling. We'll be right back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show here on RBN. Stay tuned.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Satan. Okay, welcome back, everyone. A little bit of a rough start there. Sorry, we were just having technical difficulties. It was very distracting. It's been one of those days, ladies and gentlemen, so please just bear with us. Of course, that is the wonder that is live radio. Now, we've got a caller in the queue. We're going to wait just a moment before we say hello. I just wanted to read you a few of the people that have lived and do live in Laurel Canyon, residents, past and present. Okay, Jensen Ackles from the show Supernatural currently lives there. Elvis Cole, fictional detective, lives in the Laurel Canyon region. Jennifer Aniston lived there in the 90s. Christina Applegate lives there now. Let's see, down the line a little bit, Zach Braff, Jerry Brown, the former governor or current governor of California. I can never keep track. He's bouncing around back and forth. I think he's the attorney general now. I'm not sure. David Byrne, Nev Campbell, Canned Heat lived there. Let's see, David Carradine, of course, in the 70s. Adam Carolla in the 80s. Danny Carey, the drummer for Tool, currently lives there. George Clooney lives there. Stephen Christian lives there. Chuck Connors, the old show Rifleman in the 50s, he lives there, or lived there. Alice Cooper lived there in the 70s. David Crosby in the 60s. Pamela DeBars, famous groupie, lived there, or still lives there, I guess. Shannon Doherty lived on Lookout Mountain Avenue. Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees. Let's see, Troy Donahue, Cass Elliott, Mama Cass Elliott from the Mamas and the Papas. Will Ferrell lives in Laurel Canyon. Errol Flynn lived there. Abigail Folger. Of course, Laurel Canyon is where the Manson family massacred Sharon Tate and three or four of her friends. J. Sebring, the famous hairstylist, was in the house. Let's see, who else? Robert Heinlein lived there in the 40s. Jimi Hendrix lived there. Harry Houdini lived there in the late teens, early 20s. Boris Karloff lived there in the 30s. Carol King, C.M. Kornbluff, who's a writer. Katie Lang currently lives there. Lead Billy lived there. Timothy Leary lived there in the 90s. It's everybody. Bela Lugosi, Marilyn Manson lived there from 1997 to 2004. Ray Manzarek from The Doors. Alicia Silverstone currently lives there. Steve Martin lived there in the 60s. So you get what I'm saying here? Roger McGuinn, Joni Mitchell, Robert Mitchum, Keith Moon, Tom Mix, famous cowboy film star, Jim Morrison, obviously, Mark Mothersbaum from Devo, Graham Nash, Patty Duke, Buzz Osborne, that's the guy from the Melvins, he currently lives there, Graham Parsons, Iggy Pop, Trent Reznor lived there in the 90s, Keith Richards, the Rolling Stones in general, Paul Rothschild, who was the manager or producer of The Doors, Rick Rubin, Red Hot Chili Peppers, they've all lived there on and off. Anthony Keating currently does. Keisha lives there. Slash, the Guns N' Roses guitarist, lived there in the 80s. I mean, this just goes on and on. It's amazing the amount of people. Now, well, okay, so what? They all live in this one neighborhood. What's the big deal? Well, I'll tell you what the big deal is. When you look at the research of a writer like David McGowan, and also all of the extensive research that Jan Ervin has done on GnosticMedia.com, what you find out, ladies and gentlemen, is there are some unbelievable connections between all of these people, especially those early 60s pop rock stars, Mamas and the Papas, Buffalo Springfield, America, The Doors, just goes round and round, on and on and on. All these bands all were connected to the military, and especially military intelligence. People know now that Jim Morrison's father, George Morrison, was the admiral of the Bon Homme Richard, which was the ship that was involved in the Gulf of Tonkin incident that literally began the Vietnam War officially. And this was Jim Morrison's father was on that ship, and he never mentioned that, ladies and gentlemen. That was never mentioned. That never came up until decades later. It was finally, I think as a matter of fact, it might have even really been finally broken when he died, when George Morrison died just recently in 2012, I believe. And at that time, it was listed in the New York Times and in somewhere else that he had been the fleet admiral. So that is remarkable. And then you put together that him, Jim Morrison, Mama Cass, John Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas, and several other people, I think Jim McGuinn or Roger McGuinn, he changed his name. His name was Roger McGuinn from the Byrds. They all went to the same high school together. All went to George Washington High School and the high school in Alexandria, Virginia. I mean, that in and of itself. It's like, just imagine you and all your friends all going to high school together and then all moving to Laurel Canyon and all becoming the most famous pop rock stars in America in the 60s. Mamas and the Papas' first album sold 100 million copies, their record. 100 million for the entire album. That's amazing. That's a huge feat, you know? And so it is almost astronomically impossible, I would think, that these people all could be so connected. Now, Frank Zappa, it turns out, his father worked as a chemical engineer on a military chemical base called Edgewood Base, where he was born. Frank Zappa was born there, lived the first 7 years of his life on a chemical weapons factory, a base that had a chemical weapons factory in it. And, of course, he died of cancer, too. So that's kind of remarkable, a little aside, unfortunately. I mean, these are the kind of situations. And then you hear the stories about these guys, too. A lot of them had serious psychological issues. Zappa was known to be a control freak. Now, he remarkably did not do drugs, but he was, in fact, a control freak. Yeah, the producer of the show just reminded us, too, thanks to that, RBM producer, don't know your name, but thank you for reminding us that Trent Reznor actually purchased the Tate home, and he recorded the Downward Spiral, that album, in the murder room of the Tate home. So that's pretty huge. You know, that was something I remember from back in the day in the 90s. That's quite remarkable. And then I heard something about Marilyn Manson, too, that he actually had recorded, overdubbed, Enochian magical calls into his music so that when they did live performances, which I saw Marilyn Manson in 1997 at the Warwick Theater in San Francisco, downtown San Francisco, and it was impressive, an Antichrist superstar performance, that was the name of the tour. I mean, every song was like a set change. It was an amazing artistic display, but it was intense. The entire sensory experience was remarkable, to say the least. And I was only on probably a little bit of THC, I think, at that point, you know, a little cannabinoid oil substance, nothing else. So it was still just amazing, but it was also kind of gross. There was a lot of gross parts in that show. I'm not going to get into all that, but what I did find remarkable was it was reported after the fact that Marilyn Manson used Enochian calls in his songs. So that the crowd was chanting these calls with him in a unison fashion all over America, which I just find a little remarkable. I also heard that Tool, one of the drummers, obviously, lived in Laurel Canyon. They were also used Enochian sigil magic in writing and creating their most popular albums. So that's another remarkable fact. Now, so this is what we're talking about here. We're talking about the possibility that the CIA completely manufactured our counterculture. Why would they do so? Well, there's a lot of reasons. First of all, we'll look at the books like Propaganda, written by Edward Bernays, which was written in like 1927. He was very famous marketing expert, public relations for J.P. Morgan, I believe, who was also the nephew of Sigmund Freud. And he understood human nature. And what he predicted was that in America, we needed, he's prescribed, shall we say, that we needed, because in the postmodern era, the teens and the 20s of America, at that point, what they considered the postmodern era, we needed heroes. We needed gods to worship. We needed idols to worship. And they weren't available to us any longer. They've been excised from our consciousness, and they needed to be reproduced and created for us. And so began the pop culture industry. So when we get back, we'll bring the phone line callers in. So if you want to call in, you know where to call. We'll be right back in the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Hey everyone, welcome back. This is the Bob Tuskin Show, but this is Freighter X talking, obviously not Bob Tuskin. And I really apologize if I seem a little bit scattered, because I gotta tell you, this stuff is overwhelming. The material, I'm just starting to scratch the surface of this. I'm gonna have Jan Ervin and Joseph Atwell, who wrote the article Manufacturing the Deadhead, I'm gonna have them come onto my podcast in a couple weeks. And so I'm just like finding more and more information as I research this. It's just unfolding, and it's more and more, and it's freaking me out. Because I really, really embraced the counterculture as a youth, and I really identified so much with, too much with Jim Morrison and the drifter, hitchhiker, mystic wanderer, lonesome traveler, kind of, you know, Kwai Chang from Kung Fu or whatever. That was the you know, the myth, that the fool of the tarot deck or whatever. You know? This was the persona that I tried to embody as much as possible, and it almost destroyed me, I'll tell you, in many ways, I think. The delusion is, and that's the point. When we think about results, people who have come into contact, I'm sure there's plenty of people who have had no harm from being involved in quote-unquote the counterculture, as it were. But what about all the casualties? You know, within the music industry, within the movie industry, and within the general public. How many people do you know out there that have been touched in a bad way by this culture that we speak of, this counterculture, the drugs, the sex, the rock and roll, and you know, the reckless lifestyle it embodies? So I want you to call in and tell us. And we've got a couple callers in the queue now, and the number is 800-313-9443. And join us in the chat, too, over at the bobtuscan.com. You can click on the chat room there and join us in the conversation. We've got some people in there. Now, we've got our first caller, who I'm going to ask to stick around as long as he wants. He's an old friend of mine. His name is Six Stringer, and he's in Massachusetts, I believe. So I want to welcome him. Are you there, Six?
Hello, and good evening.
Hey, how you doing? It's great to hear your voice. You know, you're an old friend of our show from way back, and so we're glad to have you here on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight as well. I'm sure you're a friend of this show, too, aren't you?
It's good to be here, yes, indeed. RBN is awesome, and it's good to talk to you, old friend.
Excellent. Great. So just wanted to get you into the conversation. I wanted you to sound off. Now, I've got a couple other callers coming in behind you, but okay. I want you to sound off on your around. Yeah, what do you think about this? What do you think about all this? What the implications of this? The Wrecking Crew. I know you to be a musician who's played so much of this pop culture music from that very time period. So let me ask you, what do you think? What are you thinking about all this?
I find it insulting and outrageous and a little bit hard to swallow at the moment.
All right. Now, you haven't done a lot of research into it, right? So you're only going on mostly hearsay. And let me let everybody in on this. I purchased you a book. I purchased the Wrecking Crew for you for Christmas, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And you haven't read it yet. So sorry. You're going to learn something tonight along with me, I guess.
Okay, I get a demerit for...
not really. No, you're very busy. I understand. But it is something you ought to take, and let's just table your disgust and dismay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm an enthusiastic autobiography reader. I've read and biographies from Clapton to Bob Dylan, Keith Richards, David Crosby, Paul McCartney, Sting, and so these are musicians that I deem worthy and know that they have recorded their own material and have earned the right. The Who, I'm for the most part, as far as I know, I've also read Pete Townsend's autobiography, which was a very fascinating read. He was...
For the record, The Who was never mentioned in anything that I've read so far. For the record. Very good band. Yeah. Love that.
So we have to, we've got the Wrecking Crew, but also we had esteemed and very talented musicians on their own right. I'm now staring at Rolling Stone magazine right here, the latest issue, May 22nd, with Patrick Carney and Dan Auerbach in an article, The Black Keys.
Well, now listen. Let's just kind of unpack this whole Wrecking Crew, just for people that are, if they're coming on right now, they don't know what the heck we're talking about. We don't know what's this deal with the Wrecking Crew. Okay, here's what we're being told in this book titled The Wrecking Crew. Sorry, I don't have the author's name right here. That's my bad. But you have the book there. Maybe you can tell us the author's name in a moment. Anyways, here's what the premise is. They're saying now, for example, producers like Phil Spector back in the day had a Phillies record company, Phil S. Record Company. And he would basically churn out hit records every couple months. So he'd have a band that he would hire. He'd bring a band together. They would become his front band for the songs that he oftentimes wrote himself or with other musicians wrote the songs and then provided them to the early pop bands in the early 60s, like the Ronettes and different harmonizing bands, like the Beach Boy type bands, you know? And so that's how it started. Now, what the premise is this. They had two revenue streams. One was live performances and one was record sales. Now, anybody who's been a performing artist or recording artist, you know the tedium that can be involved in creating music, especially if it's something that takes a long time. Some musicians, I know a group of musicians that took an entire year to produce one song. So that's just to keep in mind. Business where you were touring bands and trying to produce singles every couple months, you needed musicians who could get the job done with the studio in the time they had. And so the premise was, and this is from, for example, Ronnie Spector, the lead singer of the Ronettes, who married Phil Spector. She reported one time they were on tour, they got into the limo, and they heard a new hit from the Ronettes on the radio, and it was a song they had never heard it. It was completely produced in the studio and put out. She wrote that in her autobiography. And basically what they found out was that there was another girl named Darlene Someone who did all the lead vocals on the record, whereas the Ronettes would do all the music live. And so what the premise is that a lot of these early bands, like the Byrds, the Buffalo Springfield, even the Doors, these guys actually had very little musical experience, especially playing together. And the Doors, for example, they met in like a yoga class, and Jim Morrison was not a musician. He never played an instrument. He banged a tambourine. He didn't know how to read music. He didn't know how to, he had never aspiration to play anything. He never was in any other band, and he had never written any songs before. And yet most of the hits of the Doors were written from his poetry. And they were the entire catalog, all these ready-made songs. It's just kind of remarkable, got to tell you. And if there is actually a picture provided in the book, Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon, that shows Jim Morrison about a year before he exploded on the scene as a lizard king, he was a shaved, clean-cut, you know, white-walled haircut on the deck of the Bonhomme Richard with his father right before he shipped out to the Gulf of Tonkin. And then a year later, Jim Morrison emerges on the scene with a ready-made song list as the Doors. The premise being that they didn't know how to play at first. This was a given fact. They had to learn as they went along. And so these guys now, if you want to say, well, they really knew how to play their instruments, or they're the talent behind the scene. Okay, we could still probably have that coexisting theory, because the idea is that, you know, they could have learned really fast and still have that talent. But so that's what we're talking about. And now let's bring in, we've got other callers coming in to join our conversation.
Yeah, Frater.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the author is Kent Hartman.
Kent Hartman wrote The Wrecking Crew, everybody, so if you want to check out that book. Now, speaking of Kent, the first caller in the call bank on line one is Kent from West Virginia. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Please chime in on what you think about this idea of the CIA manufacturing our counterculture.
Well, it's interesting. First of all, the singer that did all the singing was Darlene Love. And I lived overseas in Europe about 20, 25 years ago. And just a few anecdotes. Stuart Copeland, the drummer for the Police, his father was Miles Copeland, who was a very prominent CIA operative.
Actually helped to found the CIA, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. And one thing I discovered is when I lived over there, a guy died who was with the Voice of America, and they talked about how he had like thousands and thousands of jazz records, and he was playing jazz records to on the Voice of America all around the world, portraying that as giving the United States a very liberal and portraying an image of the United States that I knew as an American, that the conservative people in the United States despise jazz and would not be...
Hold on, Ken. Sorry, we went to a break. Just stay on the line. We'll pick up right where we left off, okay?
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com.
tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, everybody, we're going to get right back into this. This is a really cool song, but I want to really take off with this conversation. We're shaking the sacred pillars of the sacred temples of our favorite pop culture icons and idols here. And it's hard for people. It really is. In the chat room, people are sounding off with their opinions. But I tell you, I'm learning stuff from the chat room. There's a lot of people in there that have more information on it. It just keeps coming. And we're talking to Kent from West Virginia. I wanted to mention also that Materx is on the line with us too. So that's great. And we also have Six out of Mass. Six Stringer from Massachusetts.
Who's an old friend. Thank you very much.
That's right. He's an old friend of ours. So I wanted to give Kent a chance to pick up where the commercial break stopped him. And I didn't want to stop him because I was wanting to get him to continue with his conversation.
Please.
But I did want to mention real quick, he did mention Stuart Copeland and Miles Copeland. People don't realize there was three Copeland Copeland brothers. One of them was Miles the Third, another one was Ian Copeland, and then there was Stuart Copeland. And all three of them had businesses that were related to the industry, to the entertainment industry. Miles had a company, I believe, that was called Federal Booking Industries, FBI. And then Ian had a company that was called International Recording Studios, IRS. And then Stuart had a band, a franchise called The Police. So that's just remarkable to me, I gotta tell you. And their father actually helped to found the CIA and was involved with the OSS beforehand. So Kent, please pick up where you left off.
Yeah, what I was saying is I realized when I lived overseas it dawned on me that the Voice of America was beaming out around the world this image of America, jazz, you know, hip swing jazz. And I knew at the time that the mindset of the United States was Lawrence Welk. So I realized that did the conservative Americans know that this was the image? And I realized then that that was propaganda. But now I've learned that there's a book out about how the CIA funded modern art. You know, it's called The Cultural Cold War. And they were funding all this radical modern art that people, you know, scoffed at, and abstract expressionism and everything. And that was, again, to portray the United States as a liberal bastion against the, the strict, you know, conservatives of the Soviet Union. So this was just as imaging. And I happen to have grown up in Fairfax County, down around Washington, and I wasn't one of them, and I was just sort of right on the very fringes, periphery, but where there was a lot of government people, CIA, I never knew who their daddies were, but these people would tend to flock together. You know, birds of a feather, you know, they're sons and daughters of people who are in a certain strata of society and would have connections through there. So they would naturally tend to flock together, but it is amazing that all of them sort of take up music. And you remember how payola, how money was paid to the stations to
play the records.
Play the records, so it wouldn't be surprising the CIA paid the money to produce records for their own purposes.
Oh, yeah, and that's... go ahead, Six. I thought Six was talking too. Yeah, that's the remarkable thing here, is the funding that's involved. You mentioned the different funding that we have. It turns out there's another book called Your Amazing Mystic Powers, which was written by the Supreme Commander of the Supreme Council of the Scottish Rite 33rd Degree back in the 80s, who admitted that they, the Scottish Rite Foundation, was funding SRI International, Stanford Research Institute, and the RAND Corporation, who are both social policy think tanks. The SRI is so famous for producing a report called Changing Images of Man, which was written in 1973 and was presented to the government as basically what I would consider the blueprint for subliminal messaging and the shepherding of our entire society through multimedia. They said that we were, let me just read you a little excerpt from that. In 1973, Government Commission Report, SRI International, Changing Images of Man, was edited by Willis W. Harmon and O.K. Markley, which concluded that the spread of what it termed the new values, spiritual and ecological awareness, and self-realization movements was becoming virtually unstoppable in America. This is 1973. This would bring about a transformation of society in the U.S. that would radically undermine modern industrial state, culture, and institutions, and result in serious social disruptions, economic decline, runaway inflation, and even institutional collapse. On page 188, they said that this report basically anticipates a lessening in trust and authority and a reaction against the regimented, tightly controlled society. It also suggested ways of preventing the worst-case scenarios by identifying existing institutions or traditions that would be used to control and contain the impetus of this new movement. And one of the best solutions recommended was the depiction of traditions of Freemasonry. Of special interest to the world, the Western world, is that the Freemasonic traditions played such a significant role in the birth of the United States that this was a potentiality they could reactivate American symbolism, reinterpreting the work ethic, you know, reinforcing and, you know, supporting the basic concepts of the free enterprise democratic society, which goes right along with that liberal, you know, that highly liberal, you know, mentality that you're talking about, Ken. So it's just mind-blowing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really is, and it just makes you just want to learn more and more, you know. And you know, guys like Stephen Stills and all of them, you know, they you kind of want to think that they have talent and everything, and but you still you have to think that there's certain of them in there amongst them are maybe. You know, working for the other side or working for the government, you know, to move things along.
Well,
you're hitting a sacred cow right there, Kent.
Here for a second.
Yeah, Six Stringer, go ahead.
Oh boy, here we go.
Something about Stephen Stills.
Yeah, talking about the treetop flyer now. Come on.
Well, I've been to two Crosby, Stills. I've been to one. I've been to two Crosby, Stills, Nash concerts. I didn't. Neil Young was not in their tour, the two shows that I saw, and I didn't see any invisible musicians next to them playing. but as far as I know, their work is valid. I mean, I've read extensively about.
Okay, well, you're going to have to do a little bit better than that, Six Stringer. Let's hold on and bring on Kent. Thank you so much for sharing. Kent, thank you for sharing. Have a great night. Please continue to listen. If you want to call back in with any other points, we'd be glad to have you. But we're going to move on because there's people in the line. I know we're going to go to another commercial break, but before we do, let's welcome Zach in from Colorado, who I hope will stick around. Oh, actually, wait a second. Sorry, Zach, you got to hold on. Oh, no. Zach from Colorado's next. Let's bring him in.
Hey there.
Zach. Thank you. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Why don't you go ahead and chime in?
Thank you very much. Pleasure to talk with you, Freighter X. And
okay, if we go to break, too, just wait, okay, Zach, if we go to break.
Not a problem. Yeah, that's, I can definitely wait. But, yeah, I'm not familiar with this wrecking crew, so I'm glad I was able to kind of catch up and get up to speed while I was waiting there. But it's funny how everything ties in, and I recently read a good majority of the Changing Images of Man, and it's funny you bring that up because that was I definitely made me think of that, and it's you know to me I've been in the music industry you know what I do at my day job I work with musicians at a major retail music store, but it's interesting, but because with the counterculture, you open up this, it's almost like a melting pot or welcoming place for the dregs of society or the creative thinkers, and it works on so many levels potentially because they can use that to infiltrate and, you know, maybe supply, you know, the drugs and maybe, you know, it's hard to know how deep this thing really goes, but as far as other musicians, you know, recording tracks for other musicians, oh, that happens all the time. You know, especially in DJ culture, you've got so many ghost producers, and it's you know, Six, I can definitely relate with you because, you know, hearing some of this stuff, it's like, you know, the Beatles, I grew up on them. I love that stuff. How can anyone say that they were manufactured?
Well, that's you know, no one said anything about the Beatles being not producing their music, but I do have to point out to everyone, the Beatles showed up on the scene exactly 2 months after the JFK assassination. So
sure.
You take that and look at it as you will, but I would say social scientists watching the reaction of the girls to that probably were like, wow. And then not, what, a year later? 2 years later, the pop culture of rock scene of Laurel Canyon emerges with manufactured American version pop culture. So,
yeah,
I don't
know. Hold on through the break here. There's one other thing that actually, you know.
Okay. Yes, let's wait till you can pick it right up, and we'll start again here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stay tuned, everybody.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.